All right, when you hear Ozzy singing Iron Man,
all right,
we go to the toughest dude in town. That is our guy, Mr. Neil Greenberg.
Oh, boy.
From the Washington Post. Neil Greenberg is a sports writer and stats geek, not nerd, for the Post. You can follow him at N Greenberg. Hello, Greenberg. How do you do, buddy?
I am doing super. How are you? I'm dealing with poison ivy.
Oh, bro, it's been cold and rainy. How the hell do you have poison ivy?
Because as a city folk, I'm trying to expose my boys to the elements, and I'm in a neighborhood nature group, and we went on a nature walk last week, and then my wagon for my little one went in a ditch, and when I got it out of the ditch, I got poison ivy. So TLDR, I'm never going out in nature again.
So I'm asking a question.
I don't think you're built for
when
nature.
When you look
Greenberg.
At the stuff, you don't know it, you didn't know it was poison ivy, Neil?
No, like, I'm worried about city, my little two-year-old running,
folk.
Going, da-da-no, away from me while my wagon goes in a ditch, so I have to grab the wagon and then grab my kid because he likes to run around this tree and try to keep away from me because he doesn't want to go in the wagon. So there you go.
Well, good luck, dude. Use the, what is it?
It's an app. That
chlorophyll,
it's
calamine.
It's an app on your phone. You could just put it by the plant, like away from it, and zoom in, and it'll tell you exactly what it is.
Are you not reading the panic on my
voice when my wagon was
in a ditch and my two-year-old is running around some...
Was he in the wagon?
No.
No, he wasn't.
He was running away from it.
He was
therefore,
protesting.
Maybe you didn't need to panic so much.
Go get the kid.
It sounds like a neurotic reaction to a wagon in the woods.
Well, I'm never going again. If there's an achievement, you're not going to see me.
All right. Well, good luck with the poison ivy. Another thing I've noticed, besides the poison ivy, is I can't tell what direction we're headed here. But I can tell that you have some serious opinions on the Commanders' offense, on the Commanders being 3-1, and what kind of team this is. I will turn it over to you, sir. Let the people know.
So the team offensively is very good, perhaps way better than anybody thought was possible. I've been optimistic about the team as a whole on this show. I thought that there was a chance that, you know, everything could go right in the beginning with the offense, and it certainly has. I wasn't expecting it to be like historically great efficiency starting, but this is where we're at, and you know, it's doing great. The offense is doing great. The defense is doing just as poorly in the opposite direction. When you look at like the advanced metrics, everything says offense superbly off the charts, defense like superbly off the charts in a very bad way.
Wow.
And then when you look at like the makeup of that team historically, they are not a playoff team, which to me is weird because we're looking at a team that is contending for the division. My own personal power rankings, which are now live on WashingtonPost.com, have them winning 10 games this year with a 63% chance to make the playoffs. Because they're already 3-1, and you can't take those wins away from them, and they haven't really played in their division games yet. Mm-hmm. So it's just really, it's a weird situation. If they can run out the clock here without the defense really dragging them under, that's great. What's more likely to happen is the offense is going to come down a bit, because I don't think we were expecting the defense to be very good. Maybe we weren't expecting worse in the league, but maybe that gets a little bit better. But I think the offense has a lot of room to get a lot worse. So I'm really curious to see like where we finally shake out here.
So help me understand this. You aren't surprised by the offensive success, but the defense is worse than
you think? No, I'm not surprised. We talked about it on the
think?
Show. I mean, there's a lot of smart people in the organization, and they ended up putting Jaden Daniels in a great position. I actually just retweeted a chart that I copied you on that shows that they're like like their mix of run plays is confusing to the opposing defenses. Like they're not a predictable run offense, which I think is also very good, and that also speaks to Jaden Daniels, even though it excludes his scrambles. But I think that the offense is doing a lot of the right things right. And it's looking very good. I mean, that's obvious, right? Like, that's obvious to anyone that's tuned into the game.
I think when they run from the T position so much, and they switch them from one side to the other, and a lot of times it looks like it's going to be a pass play, and then they go completely opposite of it. Other times they pull the ball and come out with two receivers that are dragging across. It confuses the hell out of the defense.
And that's what you have to do in the modern NFL, right? Like the defenses have become so sophisticated that if you can trick them even a little bit, you gain a pretty massive edge, like we're seeing. But it's can this defense playing poorly keep this going in the right direction? And that's really the question. And I don't have an answer. I know historically what it says, but it's only been like a handful of teams since 2002 when they expanded to 32 teams. So it's quite possible that, you know, with 17 games and expanded playoffs, like, the Washington Commanders are a playoff team. And then once you get in, who knows what happens. Mm-hmm. But it's an interesting situation because they're very good offensively, very bad defensively, and it's really tough to say, like, how good or not good they're going to be for the rest of the season.
So how significant is the test this weekend with Cleveland?
I think it's pretty significant. I mean, you want to win the games. You need to win the games that you're supposed to win. And I think that's key to football, obviously. But the Commanders are 3-point favorites over Cleveland. You know, they're obviously being given a very good chance to win. You know, I think now it becomes really, you know, management mode isn't the right word, but don't do anything silly, right? Like, keep everybody healthy and don't do anything silly, right? Like, don't lose to the Browns or the Panthers. You know, make sure you win against the Giants that aren't playing very well. You know, like, these are the key steps along the way that you're going to have to be careful of, because after Cleveland, it's Baltimore, which I think is a very good football team. Mm-hmm. You know, Pittsburgh is on their docket in the middle of the season. They've been playing well. Obviously, two games against Philadelphia, who hasn't looked good but probably are better. And then you have the tough games against Dallas. So there's not a room for losing the games that you're supposed to win.
Specifically, where do you think the defensive struggles are? I mean, the defense looked good last week. Did that sway you at all? Did that impact you?
I'm just looking at, like, the efficiency. Like, they're giving up more points than you would expect. And that's tough. I mean, we talked about, like, you know, their tackling isn't always the greatest. I think the coverage has been a little bit, you know, wonky at times. And I think that's why they're, like, they're giving up, you know, they're giving up the points that they are, because teams are able to take advantage of the coverage at key times. You know, I don't think they particularly grade well in anything, like, you know, run defense, tackling, pass rush, mm-hmm. coverage. Like, Pro Football Focus doesn't give them high marks for that. The old Football Outsiders, now something else, their defense, the DVOA doesn't give them a lot of credit for that. So, like, subjective and objective rankings are telling us that the defense isn't good. But, you know, we're seeing the value of having an above-average quarterback. And right now, you know, their rookie is playing above average. And that can carry a lot of freight. And it might be able to carry this defense. I mean, if you can put up 25, 30 points in a game, you have a very good chance of winning, even if you give up 20 points a game. So, you know, we're just going to have to see. But, the offense really is the key here, as is health. And they just have to, as I said, just not do anything silly. Like, we should only be talking about the good stuff, not the games that they should have won. And I think that they're definitely going to be one of the most surprising teams of 2024.
So when you look at, like, last game, Kyler Murray passed for, like, 115 yards, but they gave up almost 200 yards rushing. How do you really look at that? Do they say, oh, he got 115 because he wasn't throwing it, or, you know, because the defense was stopping it, or because they ran it so well they didn't have to throw it?
Yeah, I mean, he only had, what, 22 – he only had 22 throws. They were – which is a little surprising, because they were playing – Arizona was playing from behind a lot. Yeah. So you'd expect them to chuck the ball. They really did commit to the running game. They must have saw something that they thought, okay, you know what? we can run on this team. I mean, Connor's going to run, and that's what's ultimately going to make things happen. But I was surprised. I was surprised that Arizona played as poorly as they did. But, you know, you got to give credit to Washington. I mean, they are making the most out of their drives. I mean, they are just a juggernaut when they're going down the field. Like, touchdown, touchdown. Okay, he had an interception, they had a punt. But then they scored on the next five, three of them touchdowns. I mean, that's going to be hard to beat no matter who you are.
Yeah.
Dude, the way their offense moves the football, the efficiency numbers, whatever you want to look at, EPA, just old-fashioned stats like scoring possessions, it's been
unbelievable. It's the story of the year, I think.
Totally. I mean, at least early on here, it is absolutely the story of the year. And it's backed up by Michael Vick coming to town to interview Jaden Daniels. It's backed up by Jaden Daniels being the highest-selling jersey on Fanatics. What do you make of Jaden Daniels?
I think he's doing great. It seems like he is in the right spot in terms of fit. You know, he doesn't have like an all-star caliber, supporting cast around him, but you know, he is doing what he is supposed to do. He's not making, you know, he's not making these, you know, bonehead mistakes that we see some rookie quarterbacks make. He's taking very good care of the football. He's very decisive on the field, and he's a threat to run. And that's the most terrifying thing for an NFL defense, I think. If you can have, you know, a quarterback that's efficient throwing the ball, and oh, by the way, he can rip off one for 10 or 15 yards, like, that is very, very difficult to deal with. And, you know, props to everybody in the organization. I mean, he's looked every bit the part. And the fact that you even have people saying now that he should have gone number one, I think tells you everything that you need to know about the organization, both from an X's and O's standpoint, but also from a player evaluation standpoint, which is not something you could have said before Harris bought the team.
So let me ask you this, because B. Mitch and I have kicked this around. And I'm not saying you, because you don't kind of – what's interesting to me about a lot of analytics people is a conventional wisdom emerges, and, like, the analytics community just follows that. You know what I mean?
Yes.
You were not necessarily one of the guys that wasn't sure about Jaden coming out. I think I remember you were into Jaden coming out. There were a lot of people questioning Cliff's offense. And again, we're only four games in, so you don't want to start drawing definitive conclusions. But damn, it looks like the Drake May is the better prospect. And who knows what this looks like 10 years from now or something. Yeah. But Jaden looks fantastic right away. And Cliff's offense, this looks like a heck of a marriage.
Yeah, I mean, they get – I've said this before. Like, the new ownership and everyone in place deserve the benefit of the doubt because they've been successful elsewhere. Well, now – you know, the offense deserves the benefit of the doubt. Like, this offense is working. Now, does that mean that NFL defenses will adapt to it and may be able to stop it? Sure, that could absolutely happen. But, you know, you also have to at least believe that you know, the offensive staff and everybody, like, they know that, right? I'm not breaking new ground here, so they're going to adapt too. And I think they've shown they can be successful, so I think that we have to believe they will be successful until they aren't for a significant period of time. I think we have to, like, really see that defenses have figured out how to stop this offense. And it's not it's not self-inflicted wounds like, you know, fumbles or interceptions or something like that. They deserve the benefit of the doubt, and I think there's no reason to believe that this is going to stop anytime soon, because it's not necessarily like smoke and mirrors, right? Like, we're seeing Jaden Daniels make good decisions on the field. The subjective grading from Pro Football Focus, meaning what they see, is very high. The objective rating from ESPN's Total QBR, based solely on the stats, is very high. So I think everyone's in agreement that they're doing the right things the right way, and it's generating the right results. So until we see this train go off the rails, my only concern at this point is the defense.
I think when you look at this offense, the way that they're running it, and they end up in so many situations where Jaden is on the edge. He has two receivers and another one coming over the top, and they have two defensive backs. they seem to have an advantage most times because, like you said earlier, they don't know when they're running the ball. I think this is going to be tough to just go out there and figure out because you got to take more chances on a defense, which opens up even the bigger plays.
Right. That's the other thing, too, right? Like, if you bite on a coverage or, like, a route of a receiver or something, like, you have to have every bit of confidence that Jaden can make that throw. And it doesn't necessarily matter who the receiver is because a wide-open receiver should be able to catch a well-thrown football. So I think, like you said, I mean, you know, there's so many decision points that you need to make as an NFL defense with a quarterback like Jaden Daniels, and it happens so fast that the mistakes, I think, are easier to commit on defense than they are on offense. Now, he's going to throw interceptions. We're going to talk about plays like, you know, Jaden, like, what were you thinking there? Like, you know, we're going to see that stuff because all quarterbacks do that. But, you know, he does seem to have the presence of mind to know when to throw the ball, when to run the ball, and he stays out of trouble. And I think that, you know, for year one, this early, to have that part of it look like it might be settled, I think is great.
You know, another thing, everybody was so concerned about him running the football, but lately he doesn't take many hits. He slid, he runs out of bounds, and then he has that little ability to not take a direct hit. What are the analysts about getting hurt?
Shoulder roll.
Yeah, he just rolled it and don't take the hit directly.
Yeah, he's shown that he's a gifted runner, and I know a lot was made about, you know, he should slide and stuff, but, you know, again, you have to believe in the player's ability. Like, if you draft a dual-threat quarterback and then tell him not to run, like, that is silly, right? Like, you can't say to a quarterback, don't get hurt, because that's silly also. Like, you know, let him do his thing on the football field. Trust that he knows that he shouldn't get, you know, absolutely blasted by a linebacker coming at him at full speed. And, you know, just believe in the kid. And I think that he's shown, like you said, like, you know, he knows how to take an NFL hit. You know, maybe we didn't know that at first, but we seem to know that now. And now, like I said, I mean, you know, you just got to believe that he's going to do it. You know, he can get hurt on a non-contact play. He can get hurt getting hit. He can get hurt in the locker room.
In the pocket.
People get hurt. So just let him do what he's doing. It ain't broke. Let's not try to fix anything right away.
Yeah, like if you date a girl and she's flirty and then you get married, she's still going to be flirty. Like people don't change. And with him, it's such a skill set that why on earth would you want to limit it? Greenberg, we got to go a little faster here. So you said you got your power ranks coming out. Where do you have Washington?
I have them overall. I have them as an above average team. They started out below average just because of the way the market was perceiving them, but now as we've kind of moved along here, I have them at 16th, which is a huge move. I think they're a half a point better per game than an average team. I think you'll see other ratings that aren't like just a regurgitation of the standings, kind of in the same ballpark. They would be higher if their like preseason power rating wasn't so low, but I do have them. I had them on par with the Houston Texans, and if you would have said that in the preseason, I think everyone would have thought you were nuts. But wow. You know, I have them as an above average team, which is significant in terms of these ratings. And I think that there's, you know, obviously the more that they do, the less the weighting of the preseason and it becomes a factor. You know, I think that they can maybe tick up a little bit higher, maybe even reach the top 10.
Greenberg, we got to plug him in.
Appreciate you.
Give me a quick, they shouldn't trade for Devontae Adams, yes or no?
No, because this thing is working. You shouldn't do anything. Just see how far it can go and then figure it out from there.
Perfect. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate the time.